Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages. This is episode number 14, The Journey to Greatness. As we call it, having an enjoyable day when you're down. Can we deal with it, or do we fall into that trap? Living on the edge of greatness. Just as we are about to clear and join the great people around the world. We'll be right back with the show, hosted by Stefan Neff, brought to you by Thank You Life 101. Get ready for an amazing show. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome. My name is Stefan Neff, the host of this absolutely fantastic podcast, Podcast of the Ages. This episode has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101. We have online programs, face-to-face program. This is all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism. So living on the edge of greatness. And what does that actually mean, living on the edge of greatness? So most of us are living day to day, week to week, month to month. It doesn't have to be that way, especially when we have more to do in life. We can be much more. You know what? We were never meant just to work. Never meant to actually have a job. We were meant to be thinkers. We're one of the only creatures on this world that think with a conscious mind. Now, you can believe it or not, but I truly believe it. We have the purpose of being great. We have an absolutely fantastic world that we live in. We live in this amazing universe. What else do we really want? Well, I'm telling you, there's much more. It's not just living. It's not just being here. Remember, we only live a short amount of time, the amount of space and time that we live, that this planet is here. This planet's been here for millions and millions of years. It's time to really grab a hold of your life and skyrocket forward. And that's by living on the edge of greatness. That's taking chances, taking hold of your life, and doing what you were meant to be. We all have this passion in life. Some people have passion for being families. Some people have passions for work, for pleasure, whatever it may be. Now, what is the purpose of your life? I'm having a conversation with my wife about what are people's passions and purpose. And most are saying family. Okay. Most people are saying family, their kids, but not so much their husbands. Mostly about their kids. Now that's their purpose, is their kids. My question is, what about themselves? And men, well, their purpose may be much different than the woman, because men are from Mars, and women are from Venus. You read John Gray's book. There's so many differences between men and women. But we're talking about women. Now, this has been asked for men, you know, millenniums. Years and years. What are the purpose of human beings? Yes, human beings. We are meant to do, meant to be amazing creatures on this planet. We, as individuals. Now, we raise our kids to be the best that they possibly can be. But how about ourselves? You know, parents, they raise their kids up to 20 years old, maybe 25 at the maximum. But you never stop raising them. Then what's next? You're waiting for grandchildren to come? Because you've raised, you know, it's 20 years. 20-year gap. and then maybe another 20 years for your grandchildren, you have a 40-year gap. Okay, 40 years that you're concentrating your main portion of your life on children. And that's fantastic if that's what you want to do. If you're happy doing that, if you're happy being a father or mother for your entire life, being a grandparent for half of that, then fantastic. But the point is, if you complain about your life, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, then you're not completely happy with the life you have. If you're living your life as a core family values, and you're always living on the edge of greatness, but never thinking about yourself, then what's next? What is life all about? If you have this empty feeling in your life that you're searching for and you're craving for to be more, and that's looking inward at yourself is one of those key elements of life, is looking within. Because if you're not happy, then change it. And how do you do that? How do you change your life? How do you create change in your life? By accepting what your life is now. And if you're not happy, accepting that you're not happy, we all can change. Hey, I'm telling you the truth. I was this person that was a doom and gloom, always negative, always thinking about myself at all times, how much people are hurting me, you know, drinking alcohol for nearly over 30 years, smoking marijuana for almost 30 years, poor me, always getting in trouble. I was creating that 100%. That I took 100% responsibility for my actions, for my life. I'm on the edge of greatness because now I realize that taking responsibility for my life on my terms is my responsibility, no one else. This is the sort of feeling that I have within myself. That's what I have to do. Make myself happy. No one else is going to make me happy. Yes, you can make other people happy, but make yourself happy first. That's the key to greatness. That's living on the edge of greatness. We all have it. We all can be it. We all can do it. But looking inward, taking responsibility, taking action, finding your purpose, fulfilling your purpose, creating goals. You know, I can list many things to do in life. Now, what I've been doing now is taking every day as if it was my last day. So I'm taking my life as if it was the last day. So I'm continuously doing my writing, my reading every day. So read 2 or 3 pages a day. Write 2 or 3 pages a day. Create podcasts every day. Write on my blogs every day. Go for walks every day. Eat healthy every day. Meditate every day. All of a sudden you're creating this habit that you're living on that edge of greatness. You're continuously creating happiness every single day because you're doing what you want to do. And if you have a job, you can do all these things before you go to work and after. You can still do all these things and create amazing results in your life. Doesn't matter if you have a job, business. Taking time for yourself is so important. And I'll say it one more time. Creating happiness is so important within yourself. It's one of those keys to inner growth, inner happiness, inner feelings of love and care, gratitude, every single day. So living on the edge of greatness was my topic today. And we're going to be right back with a recap after this. Hello and welcome back with the recap. Now, living on the edge of greatness, you know, creating your gratitudes, creating your love for yourself, your impact towards the world. What is your goals? So writing these all down and creating them every day. So the recap was create what you want in life. And if it's creating your greatness towards your family life, fantastic. But if you're doing it and you're not happy, then there's something to figure out. If you're doing something that is not making you happy, you got to think about it. And looking inward is so important. Absolutely. Fantastic show today. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful for everybody for listening to this podcast today. And we'll be back tomorrow with episode number 15. So I'd like to thank everybody. You have a fantastic day and create the life that you've always wanted, you've always desired, and you've always dreamed of. Bye-bye, everybody. And we're out.